This is WHCC in Holland. It's time now for Talk of the Town, the program in which you, the listeners, participate with your telephone calls. Our guest on Talk of the Town this morning is Dr. Earl Wimmer. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Jew. Good morning, listening audience. Good morning, medical staff everywhere in this metropolitan area, since
yes.
we're part of a metropolitan area.
Yes. Well, we have a rainy day today.
We sure do, and it's not bad for allergy sufferers because
right.
the rain precipitates out the pollens. Thank goodness. And this is the first year that I have had a recurrence of ragweed allergy, and it started around the middle of August, and finally it's ebbing.
Really?
So, ebbing and plateauing and then hopefully waning. But it was misery, and I had to use some of my own medications that I recommend to patients.
Heal and thyself,
it,
huh?
It makes me realize I'm only human, too. So,
well, I got my reminder card the other day about the flu shot.
Yes,
I think we should talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. And we are recommending the flu shot this year, and there is very much confusion about the different vaccines. If you're planning to do out-of-the-country travel, they are recommending a 4-strain vaccine.
Hmm.
I checked this all out, finally. And the 4th strain is the Australian strain, the Brisbane strain. The others are North American strains predominantly. 3 strains, I think, for most people is enough. And that's what we're going to be giving at our office
mm-hmm.
To our patients. And there are now 2 vaccines below age 65, the standard vaccine for the flu, 65 and older, and there's some debate going on right now. They're recommending the extra strength
mm-hmm.
flu vaccine, which is 4 times the concentration of, it's going to be the same volume of material injected into the muscle, but the concentration of each of the 3 strains in North America are 4 times greater. And what happens with 4 times greater concentration of these strains, the pain is definitely increased, the pain of the injection itself. And you tend to see more large local reactions. Why is it age 65 and above that they're recommending the higher dose?
Yeah.
Because as we all age, unfortunately, our immune system does weaken as we get older. And that's why we're more susceptible to all kinds of different infections,
yeah.
including some of the childhood illnesses. But I just got off the phone with my wife, who was checking around at different offices. And for the most part, the high-dose vaccine is being reserved for chronic illness patients 65 and older.
I see.
But at some offices, no, they will give the high-dose vaccine to everyone over 65 and older. And so what I'm going to recommend, check with your physician, primary care physician. Medicare covers it. Either vaccine is covered by Medicare. If you choose the regular standard vaccine, fine, that's covered. If you choose the higher dose, if you're 65 and older, Medicare will cover that too. And for the kids, we contacted Ottawa County Health Department, and they are giving flu shots only to children. And they're also using the nasal spray for children.
I see.
But pediatric offices are doing both. So it's available also at the pediatric offices or general practice offices for children. And there's controversy because when I first started talking about the flu vaccine way back in the spring, I was led to believe by the CDC in Atlanta, Georgia, that we were going to all receive the four strains of the flu, including the Brisbane Australian strain. Well, not so. They're doing it predominantly for the North American strains that they anticipate will hit.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been outbreaks already of the flu. So please, please, please get your flu injections. And if you do have egg allergy, that is one of the few contraindications for not receiving the vaccine. Number one. Number two, there's a rare, rare complication. Very rare. I've seen two cases in my career. It's called Guillain-Barré or Guillain-Barré.
Yeah.
And it is, we're still not sure what kind of reaction is this as far as why from the flu vaccine. But one of the theories is that it is an autoimmune reaction. That is, your immune system all of a sudden gets so hyped up, and then it not only goes after the vaccine contents, which it's supposed to do,
yeah,
but all of a sudden it likes to go after peripheral nerves in the hands, in the legs, and so on. And then slowly, in some patients, it can numb nerve fibers all the way up. Even in medical school, we had a case of Guillain-Barré that caused this patient not to be able to breathe. We had to put her on a respirator.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's a scary thing,
but
it's very rare. Thank goodness. Oh,
yeah.
Thank goodness. So those two things. And if you cannot receive the flu vaccine, that is, if you've had the Guillain-Barré and if you have egg allergy, we have two medications that can be used to try to subdue the virus.
I see.
But you have to get to the doctor's office within 2 days, 36 hours to 48 hours, no later than 48 hours, if you start developing symptoms of the flu.
Okay. Time out for a word. We'll be right back with the doctor. If you have a question, you may call us here at
Mattresses. And remember, handcrafting our mattresses right here in West Michigan means higher quality products at a lower price. Jonathan Stevens, a better night's sleep.
We're here with the doctor this morning, and if you have a question, you may call us 395-1450. We've been talking about the flu vaccine, and what else you have on your
Asthma is on the increase again because with this rain and so on, guess what happens? Molds.
Yeah.
And the molds are going to get increasing in concentration because as soon as the leaves fall, the molds go to work.
Yeah.
Decomposing those leaves. So
right.
If you are mold sensitive, wear one of the face masks. Don't pretend you're a surgeon. But wear one of the face masks,
yeah,
just to filter out some of the molds.
Yeah.
And get the ones with that are thicker, and they have a little nasal clip so that it seals up.
Okay.
I know it's uncomfortable to wear it, but I learned the hard way. We have a leftover leaf pile yet from last year.
Still working on it.
And my father would have called me a certain name in German, which I won't repeat, but...
We got a call here. Good morning. You're online with the doctor.
Thank you, Duke. Good morning, Duke. I just want to say a very fine good morning to the good doctor.
Well, thank you.
I hope to see you soon, maybe next season.
Yes, yes.
You know who I am, right?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to say hi to you, man.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You bet.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. If you have a question for the doctor, give us a call, 395-1450. Our line is open. And, of course, you can't do much about mold if you have a pile of leaves in the yard.
And you
from
have
last
to
year.
Exactly, and we do recycle the leaves through our contractor, and
but you still got to get them.
But you have to get them into that big bin.
That's right. Got a call here again. Good morning. You're online with the doctor.
Yes, I had a question for the doctor about routine physical examination. Okay. Well, my question was, now, I've recently changed doctors just because of certain reasons anyway, but when I went to this new doctor at a physical, they basically, the only thing that this doctor did was check my lungs, you know, with a stethoscope, my heart rate. Didn't do any physical exam of my body at all, where previously I had that done. You know, they took a look at your legs, your body, and see if there's mold or anything like that, you know, whatever they're looking for, I don't know. And I'm wondering, is that something that should have been done as far as a physical exam?
If I were the doctor, I would say yes.
Okay.
I'm going to hedge a little bit. And now, can I ask you a personal question? Are you 65 and older?
No.
Okay.
I'm 50.
Okay. Some insurance companies cover a full physical, and guess what? Some insurances don't.
Okay.
And if you were 65 and older, Medicare will give you, for the rest of your life, payment for one physical only. So it's an insurance question.
Okay.
And, but I'm old fashioned. In fact, my staff calls me the turtle in medicine. And, I tend to do more than just, let's say, an allergy evaluation because I was trained that way. And, I'm not too concerned about the insurance companies.
Okay. All right.
Now, let's say it that way.
Okay, well, now I've had the same insurance company the whole time here. Now, my previous doctor went back to his private practice down in Allegan. His name was Ken Forsman.
Okay.
Great guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't say anything bad about the guy here. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a new doctor, and they didn't do the same thing. So I'm wondering if it is an insurance question or what. It's the same company, same group.
But, you know what you should do? Just call up the insurance company and say, will you cover an annual physical or won't you? And number two, next time you go for an office visit for some type of illness or problem, just mention that to the doctor behind closed doors.
Yeah.
And that way it keeps confidential, and just say in a nice way, of course, like you are asking me, is this usual operating procedure, you know?
Yeah.
For you not to examine other parts of the body, you know. I'm a patient advocate because as we all get older, and there's 72 million of us baby boomers, you know. I'm a pre-baby boomer. I was born 1 year before the baby boom. And, I think we have to be more advocates for our own care and our own health. And we can ask it in a nice way, not in a defensive way, you know.
Oh, definitely.
And,
yep.
And as one of my receptionists many years ago used to say, you get more from honey than you get from vinegar, you know, or something like that.
That's funny. I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, you know, I would be very questioning in a nice way. I really
very
would.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
And Earl's Meats time is 9:46. And let's take a quick look at the weather here. But first, call Earl's Meats for special orders and those meat items you can't find anywhere else. The weather outlook is brought to you by the Wooden Shoe Restaurant. And our weather outlook is for isolated thunderstorm for the high of 85, and tonight scattered thunderstorm for the low of 70, and tomorrow showers and storms for the high of 73. Right now we are at about 68 degrees here in the Tulip City. All right, we have another call coming in. I believe we do. Good morning, Talk of the Town.
Hey, good morning, Juke, and good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
Thank you for fielding our calls.
Oh, anytime.
Anytime.
I have a
pleasure.
Question. There's a little confusion I've run into with some young parents. The thing is, they are judging their children to have flu symptoms, when in fact, I think it's more of a allergy.
Correct.
We're in allergy season, but they are determined to force feed their kids all these flu medications. And I'm like, no, I think your child has a...
I empathize with you.
But maybe you could explain the differences
of the two.
Kind of clear that up for some of us listeners and younger parents out there.
That's right. I empathize with your question, and I get this question all the time in my office.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
I will be glad to answer it. The classic allergies occur during the major seasons for pollens, and also during the winter months for indoor things like pet animals, molds, and dust. The big distinction that I make is, and I'm one of the few in our practice that takes temperatures, believe it or not. And if they have a fever, then I go more with either a viral illness, or if they have a sore throat, then I tend to watch them for strep throat. And if I do feel that the temperature is, let's say, above 100 orally, then I definitely call the primary care office and say, can you please see this patient of yours? Because I don't think right now it's allergy. I think they may be incubating some kind of infection. But if their temperature is normal, they have clear nasal discharge or post-nasal discharge going down the throat, if it's clear, the throat is maybe a little bit irritated from that, and they have a mild cough, then I tend to think much more, especially around this time of the year with the ragweed blooming ferociously or prolifically, of allergy. I really do think of allergy. And also with viral illnesses or even bacterial illnesses, a lot of people get muscle soreness, joint aches, sometimes headaches, and they just don't feel well. And so that's my big distinction clinically. And I hope I answered your question.
Okay. All right. Very good. Our number here is 395-1450. If you'd like to talk to the doctor this morning, we'll take a moment out for a word and be right back.
I guess we won't.
All right. I guess we won't do that. It's not working.
Eat blueberries, please.
Eat blueberries, yes. I have eaten my share of blueberries.
I have, too. Wonderful fruit.
I've eaten
a
few pounds of them, I'm sure.
And now the apples.
Now
I'm
so
excited about apples.
Right, right.
My grandson and I and my son-in-law were going down to the orchards.
Down to the orchards there.
You
yeah.
bet.
Okay, got another call.
8-year-old grandson. He's so excited.
Good morning. You're online with the doctor.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I had a episode of shortness of breath this past Tuesday to the extent that I could not talk.
Oh, boy. Okay.
And the doctor did take my blood pressure at that time. And I've just been taking it easy, but it still is a fact if I walk a distance that I'm short of breath. And this morning, the nurse, I'm at a care facility.
Okay.
The nurse did take my blood pressure, and it was 158, which is high for me.
Okay. No, if you're still having the shortness of breath, please, please, please be an advocate for yourself and make sure you get to see a doctor or a physician's assistant or a nurse practitioner. And I presume you're older than 60?
Yes.
Okay. Definitely have that checked out. Shortness of breath can come from heart, and it also can come from the lungs, and sometimes from both. And you definitely need to be seen again. Don't let it go.
I had shingles twice in my life, and I had missed a shot, too.
I know. See, something is happening to your immune system. But that's a side issue right now. The shortness of breath has to be investigated. Either you're developing something in the lungs, maybe a pneumonia or whatever. And there is such a thing as walking pneumonia, old-fashioned lobar pneumonia. And it's going around. I know it is going around. And you need to be seen. And do not let them say to you, oh, it'll go away, it'll go away, and it's your blood pressure. No. You just say, I'm short of breath, I can hardly walk, I can hardly speak because I can hear your voice, and you need to be seen.
Thank you.
You
bet.
All right, we're here with the doctor this morning. You got a question? 395-1450. Our line is open for you, and we'd be happy to take your call. Rather rainy morning out there, so yes, doctor, what else did you have?
In the Sentinel, on the front page, on Wednesday, September 18th, community health. Measles tally among the worst in 15 years.
Really?
Unbelievable. And there's many reasons for this. Some parents are afraid of the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine.
Yeah.
Because there has been so much.
You're listening to the place where Holland's newsmakers come to hear and be heard.
It was
1450 WHDC, Holland. And on your iPhone, WHDC.com.
Autism. The giving of that vaccine to autism in children was totally wrong, totally erroneous, and he's lost his license, thank goodness. Rumors persist, and that's the problem. So infants 6 months to 11 months should have at least one dose of that vaccine. Children 12 months or of age or older should have two doses separated by 1 month. Adolescents and adults, this is very interesting now, who have not had measles, most of us before 1957, birth year, have had the measles because we really didn't have an effective measles vaccine years before, should get two doses of the measles vaccine separated by 1 month.
Really?
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
That's a new recommendation.
Yeah, it is.
And the same is true for pertussis, but not two doses.
Yeah.
So for adults, pertussis, the whooping cough, that is coming back with a vengeance because, again, the rumors have it that the, and they're partially right, the old pertussis vaccine, the whooping cough vaccine, the old one, was a messy vaccine. I call it a messy, dirty vaccine because it was sort of a blend, a mishmash. Not nowadays. It is a pure, without any cells in it. It's just a wonderful, wonderful vaccine. And for adults, they have combined it with our adult diphtheria and our adult tetanus into one vaccine. So you get three things injected every 10 years.
I see.
And it's great because if we adults come down with whooping cough, we...
Oh, that's trouble.
The fatality, the mortality is astonishing.
Many years ago, I know a doctor that told me he had it as an adult, and he says, I'd just grab for a lamppost and hang on.
You can't breathe. You're so busy coughing,
right.
And it just it knocks you out.
Yeah.
And even the infants that I've seen infants with pertussis, and I hope and pray I never see it again. And I've had some adults with pertussis, and so I treat with the antibiotics, but that only partially works. And so please get updated with
Vexin. There's no real treatment for it, is
there? Yeah, there's erythromycin antibiotic and so on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It does work. It does work.
Good morning. You're online with the doctor.
Good morning again, Juke and doctor.
Good morning.
Time for one more call.
Yep.
Sure.
Or one more question. Hunting and outdoor seasons are up on us right now with a lot of people getting out to the woods and preparing to hunt and people going out to the lake to do some fishing with the weather change.
Mm-hmm.
Any advice for these men and women mm-hmm. who are outdoors people to be a little more healthier and maybe get themselves checked and ready?
Right.
Thank you so much.
Now listen. Okay. Yes. Make sure that the heart is in good working condition. And if you get any type of chest pains, if you're above age 40 and you're getting any type of chest pains while you're doing hunting or fishing or any kind of work, please go to an emergency room, nearest emergency room. Don't play around with chest pains. Number one. Number two. If there is sunshine out, please use sunscreen. Number three, most importantly, too, ticks.
Yes.
We've had an epidemic of Lyme disease. The CDC in Atlanta has a statistic that is just mind-boggling. At least 100,000 cases of Lyme disease this year. That's the guesstimate right now.
Mm-hmm.
The tally isn't completely in yet until hunting season is over. So, DEET, D-E-E-T, spray.
Okay.
Absolutely necessary.
And it looks like we're out of time, Doctor.
And we're out of time.
We'll see you next month.
The clock has ticked away.
Yes, it has. Thank you very much.
Excuse the language.
Thank you very much for being our guest this morning here on Talk the Town.